Two contentious and groundbreaking nominations for President Biden's cabinet are being considered on Capitol Hill today. Congresswoman Deb Haaland is facing the Senate Energy Committee in her hearing to become Interior Secretary. And Javier Becerra is in front of the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. Biden nominated him to be Health and Human Services Secretary. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson joins us now. Hi, Mara.
Hi there.
Let's start with Congresswoman Haaland, the first Native American nominated for a cabinet position. Tell us more about her and what questions she's facing today.
Yes, Deb Haaland is a congresswoman. She's the first, as you said, Native American nominated for a cabinet position. She has been very out front on environmental issues, which of course affect Native Americans a lot. She has been on record against fracking. She has been a sharp critic of fossil fuel development. So, not surprisingly, she's getting a lot of pushback from Republicans who, even as the party has lost support with various industry groups, big corporations, finance, high tech, fossil fuels are part of their constituents, mm-hmm. fossil fuel companies. So she's getting a lot of pushback. What they say are her extreme views on fossil fuels on federal lands.
What about Javier Becerra? It would be the first Latino HHS secretary, if confirmed. Tell us more about him and what he's been talking about today.
Yes, this is another, there's a theme here. These nominees are all people of color, and they're all getting a lot of pushback. But Javier Becerra has been, who was a congressman, has been deeply involved with health issues for a long time. He at one point was for Medicare for All. That's something that Joe Biden isn't for. So just like Deb Haaland, who is for, but Joe Biden does not, he now works for Joe Biden. So he will be tasked with carrying out vaccines, pandemic relief, and also improving Obamacare, but not instituting Medicare for All, because that's something that Biden doesn't agree with. He's gotten some tough questions today. One Congressman, Richard Burr from North Carolina, said he doesn't think he has the necessary experience or skills to do this job. And it's unclear yet how whether the Republican moderates, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Mitt Romney, how they will vote on Becerra.
Okay. And what about Neera Tanden, Biden's budget nomination? Of all the cabinet positions, she's really getting the most pushback. Tell us about that. Is the nomination going to survive? We have about 20 seconds.
Yep. Neera Tanden, another woman of color. She's South Asian American. She has been getting the most pushback. Many, many Democrats think she won't survive because Joe Manchin isn't going to vote for her, Democrat. And so far, no Republican has stepped up to replace his vote. So it looks like her nomination is in the most trouble.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. As always, Mara, thank you so much.
You're welcome.